Hi everyone, welcome to another lesson of English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Polly. Welcome to this month's psychology unit.
Polly, today's lesson is about psychology.
Right.
And it is about three different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Introverts, extroverts, and ambiverts. Have you heard about these before?
Yes, I have. I was thrilled to find out that this is one of the topics in this month's English for You. I have always been interested in psychology and the topic of self-understanding. Mm-hmm. So I had researched on the ambivert topic myself before and even took a personality test about it, which I will talk about more in Unit 10. So do you know anything about it before?
A little. I'd heard about extroverts and introverts, but I've never heard of ambiverts. So I want to learn a little bit more about that in today's lesson. So without further ado, why don't we look at today's article?
Reading.
The harmony of extroverts, introverts, and ambiverts. From an early age, people are grouped by their personalities. This continues on through school to relationships and even the workplace. In fact, one of the first ways we divide people is by separating extroverts and introverts. Introverts are most often described as being quiet, mellow, and soft-spoken. Perhaps earning more favorable descriptions, extroverts are usually described as bold, active, and assertive. The fact of the matter is that there are actually no real extroverts or introverts. There are only people who tend to act more like one of these personality types. This idea is backed by Carl Jung, the first psychologist to commonly use these terms. Jung commented that a pure introvert or a pure extrovert would be in an insane asylum, that is, if such a person ever really existed. In addition, research shows that most people actually better fit the label of ambiverts. An ambivert personality means that a person falls right in the middle of extroverts and introverts. Telling signs of an ambivert are being more interactive than introverts, but needing more downtime than extroverts.
Okay, the article begins with, from an early age, people are grouped by their personalities. Now this word group, it just means, it's not a noun, it's a verb. It means to put people or things into a group.
没错 ，group 原本当名词就是小组，那么在这边呢，它直接用当成动词，表示把东西组合在一起。So people tend to form different groups because of their different personalities.
Right. The article continues. This continues on through school to relationships and even the workplace.
好，我们先注意一下这边的 continue on 的 on， 它在这里呢是一个副词的作用，也就是往前 forward 的意思。例如有时候我们说 I'll do it later on， later on 的 on 呢也是一样的用法。OK， 所以 continues on 就是一直持续下去。
Right， it's not on top.
Right.
OK， the article says， in fact， one of the first ways we divide people is by separating extroverts and introverts.
OK, 我们先来看一下这两个字首 EXX 跟 INN 这两个字首它就是相反的 X 呢表示是朝外的那么 N 则表示是往内的朝内的所以还有一组形容词也是用同样的相反的字首外在的有一个形容词叫做 external E-X-T-E-R-N-A-L external 那么内在的就是 internal I-N-T-E-R-N-A-L external and internal.
Now the article goes on to say, introverts are most often described as being quiet, mellow, and soft-spoken. So, we have a couple of interesting words here. One of them is mellow, and that just means to be very calm and relaxed. And soft-spoken, if you are soft-spoken, it means you don't speak too loudly.
OK, 那么 mellow 呢它形容人就是温和随和那也可以拿来形容比如说柔和的声音 a mellow voice 或者是香醇的味道 a mellow flavor 好另外看到呢这边还有几个形容人的片语、这边形容呢 describe someone as something 这样一个片语 describe someone as something So people usually describe introverts as quiet、
mm-hmm.
And what about extroverts? How do people normally describe them?
Well, the article says, perhaps earning more favorable descriptions, extroverts are usually described as bold, active, and assertive.
好，我们先来看一下这个句子，它用的是分词构句，因为看到呢，逗号前面是没有主词的。只有看到一个现在分词 earning 那么主词呢它是出现在逗号后面的 extroverts 所以当前后的主词相同我们可以省略其中一个主词再把动词变成分词的形式这样就是可以让句子看起来更漂亮更简洁的分词构句 Alright, so extroverts usually earn more favorable descriptions What does favorable mean?
Well, favorable is an adjective, and it means giving a result that is in one's favor. So basically, it means it's something that people want for themselves.
Okay.
So for example, we could say, the movie got favorable reviews in the newspapers and online and in magazines, so...People liked it. People said good things about it.
对，这是一个很不错的片语，可以记起来。受到热烈的好评，我们可以说 to get or to receive favorable reviews. 那么另外，它的动词是 favor， 表示偏爱。For example, I favor autumn and spring over summer.
Right. So you prefer, you like those things more than summer. Now we also heard the word bold. So extroverts are known as being bold.This is an adjective spelled B-O-L-D, and it means showing courage or a lack of fear in difficult or dangerous situations. Mm. So we could say, Stephen is so bold, he fought that tiger to save us.
Okay.
He didn't care. He had like the whip and you know, the sword and was brave.
Alright, 那么这边还有几个形容词像是 active, 它就是表示积极主动。所以我们顺便补充一下它的反义词呢就是 passive, 表示消极被动的 passive。最后呢这个形容词叫做 assertive。If someone is assertive, that person behaves in a very confident way and is not afraid to speak his or her mind.
Right, they assert their opinion or idea. They said, this is it.Now, the article goes on to say, the fact of the matter is that there are actually no real extroverts or introverts. So this is different than what we're usually told, right?
Right, indeed. But I strongly agree with that because I think people normally behave quite differently in different situations due to a lot of complex factors, right?
Right.Like maybe you are very bold in one place and in another place you go and you feel kind of shy or like nervous about something.
I think it's normal. Everyone is like that.
Yeah. Now it says there are only people who tend to act more like one of these personality types. So we saw the word tend in there. This is a verb spelled T-E-N-D and it means to show a tendency...which means to usually do things one way or another. So we could say, Lisa tends to do her homework right after eating dinner. So you usually do something this way.
Right, and I tend to feel sleepy without a cup of coffee in the morning and a cup of tea in the afternoon.
Right, so that's normally what will happen to you. So usually people will be more extroverted or more introverted, but not all the time. Now the article says, this idea is backed by Carl Jung, the first psychologist to commonly use these terms. Now Jung, he backed these ideas. B-A-C-K, it's a verb, and it doesn't mean you're back, It means to support someone or something. He supported these ideas.
没错 back 在这边动词它就是指 support 的意思了 For example, the myth is not backed by any scientific evidence.
Right, Loch Ness.The abominable snowman.
Okay.
There's no evidence backing this stuff. Now, we heard about Carl Jung. It said he is a psychologist. Now, it's a noun, and it is someone who studies the human mind. They try to understand our psychology, right? So, how could we use that in a sentence, Polly?
Okay, for example, Karen wants to be a psychologist because she wants to understand how people think. Alright, 所以呢，荣格呢，我们刚刚提到这位瑞士著名的心理学家，他是一个 psychologist。那么心理学则是 psychology。那么这个字首呢 ，psycho， psycho 这个字首，它就是心理精神方面的意思。所以比如说 psychotherapy， 我们把 psycho 跟 therapy 结合在一起，它就是心理疗法的意思。
Right, if we say someone is a psychopath, it means they're crazy.
对。
Now, the article goes on to say, Jung commented that a pure introvert or a pure extrovert would be in an insane asylum. That is, if such a person ever really existed. So he's talking about pure introverts. Now, this is an adjective spelled P-U-R-E, and it means not mixed with anything else. So it's like completely 100% something.So, for example, we could say, this is pure chocolate. There is no milk or sugar or anything else in it at all. It's just chocolate.
没错 ,pure 呢形容词它就是表示全然纯粹的。我们还可以用比如说像 complete 或者 total 这些词来表达。
So, if I was a pure extrovert or pure introvert, Jung says I would be in an insane asylum. Now, this is a place, usually in the past,where people who were considered crazy were put. So if you're insane, you're a crazy person, and they put you in this asylum.
对 ,asylum 呢它这个名词其实可以当政治的庇护所或者是精神病院的意思。尤其在以前就是指疯人院。那我们刚前面有提到一个词 ,psychopath, 也就是指疯人的意思。OK, 那么 insane 呢它也就是指不理智啊很疯癫这样的意思。类似 crazy, 或者 mad, or foolish.、
Now, the article goes on to say, in addition, research shows that most people actually better fit the label of ambiverts. This is what you looked up before, right?
Right.
Ambivert.
Right.
Now, this is a label. Now, a label is a noun, and it's a word or phrase used to identify someone or something, right?
Right. Okay, 在课文里面它是当名词，不过它也可以直接当做动词来使用。So someone can be labeled as something. For example, the students are often labeled as rebels by the media.
Right. Now, so what is this ambivert? The article says an ambivert personality means that a person falls right in the middle of extroverts and introverts.
Okay, 所以呢 ambivert 就是这一篇文章的重点字了。虽然它不是那么普遍会听到的字，不过其实非常的实用，而且概念很简单。它就是指既内向又外向的人。那中文翻译呢，我们有翻作两向性格者或者中向性格者。
Okay, so the article says telling signs of an ambivert are being more interactive than introverts.But needing more downtime than extroverts.
Okay, 好，我们先来看一下前面 telling 这个形容词，它有显著的意思。所以呢 ，telling sign 就是指显而易见的迹象。好，那文章我们前面有看过 active 就是积极活跃的意思。不过呢，这边 active 前面又加了 inter 这个字首 ，interactive 就表示呢跟人互动性比较高，比较会和人接触或交流这样子的个性。那么 interactive 也可以拿来形容物品，比如说 an interactive game 就是互动式游戏。
Now it says that ambiverts need more downtime than extroverts, and that happens to be.Our shortcut for you. So why don't we go to that clip and we'll see you back here in a bit.
Shortcut for you.
I'm glad our exams are finally over.
Me too. I'm looking forward to some downtime.
What time is it? I've lost my watch.
I said downtime, which means the time when you're not doing anything tiring or difficult.
I get it. Downtime means 停机时间.
That's the stuff. I need some downtime after all that studying.
What are you going to do with all your downtime?
Sleep, eat snacks, and watch TV shows.
Oh, sounds perfect.
It does, doesn't it? Let's relax.
Welcome back, everyone. So, we just learned all about introverts, extroverts, and now the ambivert. And that concludes today's lesson. But we still have our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, everyone. Today's For You Chat question is this. Do you consider yourself an extrovert, an introvert, or an ambivert, and why? Polly?
Okay, first of all, I want to say I completely agree that we all share both characteristics of introverts and extroverts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the proportion is different.
Right.
So I think I used to be more of an extrovert when I was little,
mm-hmm.
but as I grow older, I'm more of an introvert now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm definitely an ambivert.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be quite confused about myself because I would behave quite differently in different situations depending on the situation itself or
mm-hmm.
my mood at the moment with the two contradictory personalities within me.
Okay.
So
Polly 1 and Polly 2.
Yeah,
like
so
fighting.
I used to have, you know, some personal struggles until
mm-hmm.
I found out about the term ambivert. So I want to tell everyone it's okay to be in the middle as long as you're being true to who you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're too shy, maybe, you know, sometimes that can be a bad thing. You need to assert yourself a little. But if you're always asserting yourself and maybe you can rub people the wrong way, we say,
exactly.
like, you know, constantly giving your opinion and people say, who cares? So,
what about you?
I guess I'm somewhere in the middle of these days, too. I used to be very introverted when I was
mm-hmm.
younger. And I didn't, you know, like, get out there. I didn't want to
right.
be, like, on the stage and stuff like that. And so I tried harder to be, you know, a little more outgoing, but I don't, you know, I'm not completely.
So you're also an ambivert.
I am also an ambivert.
So we are days. Both ambiverts.
Yes, I'm trying to find that balance somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think that concludes day one, but we still have another day on extroverts, introverts, and ambiverts. So we will see you back here tomorrow for day two of our lesson. Until then, I'm Brian.
And I'm Polly. See you.
The harmony of extroverts, introverts, and ambiverts. From an early age, people are grouped by their personalities. This continues on through school to relationships and even the workplace. In fact, one of the first ways we divide people is by separating extroverts and introverts. Introverts are most often described as being quiet, mellow, and soft-spoken. Perhaps earning more favorable descriptions, extroverts are usually described as bold, active, and assertive. The fact of the matter is that there are actually no real extroverts or introverts. There are only people who tend to act more like one of these personality types. This idea is backed by Carl Jung, the first psychologist to commonly use these terms. Jung commented that a pure introvert or a pure extrovert would be in an insane asylum, that is, if such a person ever really existed. In addition, research shows that most people actually better fit the label of ambiverts. An ambivert personality means that a person falls right in the middle of extroverts and introverts. Telling signs of an ambivert are being more interactive than introverts, but needing more downtime than extroverts.
Vocabulary review.
favorable. The artist was pleased when she got a favorable response to her art show. Bold. The fashion designer used bright, bold prints for her spring collection. Tend. Though Margaret tends to be shy, she has great ideas when she does speak up. Psychologist. Sigmund Freud is a very famous psychologist who studied the mind and influenced many with his theories. Pure. The new company claimed that it only sold pure fruit and vegetable juice. Label. LeBron loved to tell jokes and earned the label of class clown.